Gochujang, that gang is number one. Gochujang, that gang is Gochujang.
Wow.
I don't know. I just found a turtle chip commercial and just went with that.
Wow. I've never seen a commercial for a turtle chip, actually.
Yeah,
I
know.
Yeah, I didn't realize I saw it was like, yeah.
Wait, how recent is this? Oh, 2017? That's kind of old. Whoa, that's 7 years ago? Damn, okay.
Wow, I feel old.
Wow, okay. Well, thank you for the opening. Wow, somebody put effort in their opening. Wow, the difference. I'm kidding.
I feel offended.
You feel offended.
I don't think he said what the episode was.
Oh,
I didn't. Sorry. Oh, no. Okay, you take it over. I'm sorry. You can do it. This week in the Jongdok, it's... I don't even know. It's sweet chips, right? Is it sweet chips? Sweet crackers?
Gochujang, or red chili paste, is a spicy, savory, and sweet fermented condiment popular in Korean cooking. It is naturally fermented over years in Jongdok, or clay pots on an elevated stone platform in the backyard. Luckily for us, we don't need years or a backyard Jongdok to develop our gochujang flavor.
Oh, spicy. I think it was sweet crackers. Chips, right?
Sweet chips.
Sweet crackers.
Okay.
Is it sweet crackers? Coach Alex, can you fact check?
Yeah, sweet crackers.
Oh, shit. Coach Mano's right. Okay.
I got a little bit more. Like turtle chips, right? So I got a little confused.
For some reason, sweet chips sounds better now. Anyways.
Chips aren't sweet.
Savory chips, sweet crackers. Okay, fine. All right, yeah, okay. You gotta think like Cracker Jacks is like sweet, right? Okay.
Sweet snacks.
sweet crackers. And then also, Gochujang, when you mentioned you feel old, it reminded me of, you know, Baby Monster, they're doing a debut. They have an album coming out.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then that girl who was missing, Adin or whatever, she's going to be in it. And, yeah, I saw that. I was like, wait, it kind of made me feel old, too. Because then I saw how old they were, and they're like, you know, 17, 16, and,
yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how they're idols, and they're so young. How can you, in these young people, how can they do it? I don't know. Because like when I was 16, I definitely couldn't do it. I don't know how they do it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They're all so young now. Like, well, I mean, I think they've always been kind of young, right? Like when they debuted, they were always like either late teens or early 20s.
Yeah.
But I think like growing up, when I was listening to the idols, they were still older than I was. But now... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just none of the idols now are our age, I guess.
Well, I don't think you can be an idol if you're 30.
Yeah.
Well, at least outside of Korea. I don't know. Do you consider like American singers who are 30 plus idols?
No.
What? Isn't Taylor Swift like 30?
Oh.
She's our age.
Right? She's older?
No, she's go to Chad at my age. She's 89.
Yeah. So same, and even older than 30, right?
And oh, that's, yeah.
And that's definitely an idol, right?
But she's an idol?
Oh, is she not?
I thought she was more like a phenomenon.
Wow, why are you pandering to the Swifties?
Did you not get the ads for Dizzy Plus?
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, are you talking about the Eras Tour?
Yeah, it's like, well, all these albums, how are we going to like just have it all in one tour? Yeah, just, I don't know. I haven't watched it yet, but yeah, I can give it a try if it's on Disney Plus. Just play it in the background. Anyways, so I don't know if I'm looking forward to Baby Monster coming out, though. They just made me feel old when I watch them. And then also, but the, yeah,
you're older than Blackpink too.
But like, not like 6 years older. That's not that bad, right? Come on.
But I mean, yeah, Gochujang can be Blackpink's father, but huh? He'd be Baby Monster's dad. Guess.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, technically, yes, yeah. I could.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a disturbing thought for you.
I see.
Like, not like a, like, not, yeah, okay, yeah, sure, yeah. There, so there you go, that puts it in perspective. Okay, let's go ahead and start. Hi, I'm Coach Chad. We're all to do, skip all this stuff. Hi, Coach Amanda. All right. Then and now, our world and everything is constantly being fermented over years and years in a giant jeongdeok under the lid of culture and lifestyle. What besides gochujang can stand the test of time, say hot or not? Here to side with me, Alex, the harsh critic Gochu, who can make a castle with all the choco pies he's received over the years. And when I say received, I mean bought. And when I say bought, I mean ate. One bite, one choco pie.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I get it. Okay,
I
so
was falling into like the bot part, and then after you said like,
can I skip?
Mean bot, I mean
can I
bite.
Skip all this then? Can I skip the intro?
No, no.
Oh man. Okay. Well, that's okay. That's 0-1. Amanda, the opening at Gochu, who is the home run ball of the gang? Cause she hits it out of the park with every joke she makes. That's supposed to be a sarcasm.
Unlike someone, huh?
okay, 1-1. All right, I'll take it.
No, that was Gochu Mike's.
Yeah, but he held. Yeah,
why are you taking
he assist?
His?
He assist.
Oh, he assisted. Oh.
Yeah, okay. And Michael, the multiverse Gochu, who doesn't normally eat snacks, especially sweet ones, but when he does, he goes for the spicy shrimp chips. That's right. He's got his $600 EpiPen today, and that one spicy chip. We're doing it this episode, right?
Go to You're a bad friend.
I mean, is it even real shrimp? Is this like just powder, right?
That's a good question. Like all that stuff, like imitation crab and stuff. I don't know.
I don't know how it does have shrimp powder.
Yeah.
Does it really? Is like actual grinded up dry shrimp or something?
Well, I'm sure like it's not like. I feel like it's probably not the main ingredient, but I feel like there's still some in it.
Mm-hmm. A bunch of like chemicals and stuff that kind of taste like it, and then just shrimp sprinkled in.
Okay. All right. Just sprinkle them just so they can say like, oh, real shrimp.
Sorry to interrupt you. I may or may not have been opening cards, and I may or may not have just opened a $1,700 card.
Ooh!
What'd you get?
The manga art?
I got the manga Zoro. Oh my god.
Is that the best card in the set?
Yes.
Wow!
Do you want to be saying that on the podcast?
What no, if it's,
people
it's,
come find you? It's
common. I have more expensive ones.
Spicy but. Gang.
Holy fuck. Sorry. He just I mean, I was paying total attention. I'm going to stop opening cards.
Wow.
He admitted he wasn't focusing on the podcast.
But wow, Gochu Mike just got rich.
And, wow, what a nice bonus.
So you got the one where the Zoro, he's like posing with three swords. He's topless. And the background, it says like, I will never something, love again or something.
I will
okay.
never lose again.
Lose again. Love again. I will never love again.
That reminds me of like Teddy Roosevelt, you know, about his like thing.
No.
It's like his wife and his mom died on Valentine's Day.
On the same day or different days?
Same day.
Oh, really? How?
And then like I don't know like how they each died, but it was like, you know, they died on the same day, and like his journal entry is like a big black X and says like, the light has gone out of my life.
Oh, that's sad.
Wow. Yeah, that just reminds me of I Will Never Love Again, Zoro's quote.
Wow. Well, but congrats, man. Wow. The best car you ever pulled.
Yeah. I pulled the Soge King, but that's like $600. But yeah, this one is.
Man, these cards are inflated.
It started off as 3,000 during pre-sales, so it's probably staying above 1,000.
Are you selling this? Or are you keeping it?
Oh, I don't know. Shit, I didn't think I'd pull it, but.
Also, your mic sounds different all of a sudden. Now you sound very, very loud.
Well, I stopped pulling
cards. Well, he's excited.
okay, that's fine.
Right up to my face.
All right, that's why. Okay, now, okay, well, the Spice King knows now.
Yeah, by the way, go to Chad.
Yeah?
When you're describing the card, you said topless, but don't you normally say shirtless?
What? He's topless. What, shirtless, topless, same thing?
I think it means a little. I think it's a little different.
How is it different?
A little different connotation for me, at least.
Oh, so for the men, guys have to say shirtless? It's the same
thing. That's a little sexist.
Not just men, but like the situation, you know?
Oh, so if it's, okay. Yeah. So if it's like a normal situation, is shirtless then?
I don't think it matters, man.
You're being all... Okay, fine, whatever. The connotation of the word, okay, fine. He's shirtless.
By the way, the shrimp crackers... they do have shrimp powder in them.
Is it like the 10th ingredient or something like that?
I don't know what ingredient it is, but it mentions that they do have ground shrimp in it.
Okay, I guess you can't, yeah. Go to my can then. That's too bad. Well, no, you can, but that'd be bad. I forgot.
I think I might be over it. I might have accidentally eaten shrimp and it didn't die, so it's possible.
Oh, okay. And also, now you can afford two of them.
It's true. Well, just go to CVS.
Will you survive with like just Benadryl? Like if you took Benadryl like right after taking a bite of shrimp?
I don't think it works like Lactaid. Just like hop up on Benadryl, then do it. I'm not sure it works like that.
Well, because I had a friend who was like really allergic to peanut, but he said he really wanted to eat it.
So he
had peanuts and then took like two Benadryls or something and then just passed out.
What the fuck?
For like hours.
Didn't we talk about this guy?
Yeah, I think we did.
I think we talked about him and called him a loser for like risking his life to eat peanut butter.
I don't know if it was peanut butter. I'm just like peanut. It contained peanut.
Oh, just peanut. Yeah, like why would you do that for peanuts?
Why would he do it for peanuts?
I don't know. Like, I guess maybe he felt like he was missing out.
Yeah, I mean, people do make a big deal out of some stuff, and sometimes you wonder, like, I don't really care, but people are like, oh, crap, you know, blah, blah, blah.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, someone was like, someone he was with was making a big deal about this peanut thing.
Oh, like, peanut butter, it's like, who cares about peanut butter? Nobody's
like, yeah, that's not worth the Benadryl, whatever, yeah. All right. Well, I mean, last question about the card. Is this playable? Are you going to put it in a deck and wow people?
It is playable. Shit. It's a little expensive to... I've played with the manga Usopp, but it was only like 200 or 300 at the time. I probably... Oh, man, it's... probably not. I don't know. That's... It's a lot, man. Shit.
Yeah.
They are meant to be played, but shit, that's a lot.
Okay.
It reminds me of like those collectors of like dolls or something. Yeah.
It's like Toy Story 2.
Yeah, Toy Story 2. Like they collect toys and they just like have them displayed.
No, just stare at them.
But they're meant to be played with.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, this is the...
But these old men, like Coach Mike, will buy it and take it from children.
Oh, all right, fine. Oh, my God. Okay, I'll play with it. No sleeves. Right. Just shuffle it. You know, like,
yeah, like a kid. Oh, my God. Imagine if a kid pulled that. They'll just like put it in their deck and just like...
Yeah. I mean, just like think back in the day of like Pokemon cards, like how many Charizards are just like all beat up and shit. And...
Dog tat for no reason. Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's sad. But wow. I think we can stop the pod now, right? We have the money.
Right? What the fuck?
That's true. Oh, it happened during
is this? Oh, no, no. Oh, it's Gochujang game property.
Yeah, this is Gochujang game property. All right.
Yeah, so yeah, it belongs to the podcast.
Put it in the bank. Put it in the Gochujang game bank.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay. Well, oh shit, we still didn't finish the intro, right?
Yeah, these last few like munch like snack episodes, it's just been mainly just chilling, which is fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think it's good.
Yeah. No one clicks on the like, oh, this is the Psy episode, and they let you know.
They did for Singles Inferno. We need that next season ASAP, man.
Oh, okay. Shit. Yeah. Okay. Then I'm down for Singles Inferno. Okay. What am I? Oh, and I, Chad, the spiciest goat chew in existence. Whatever. Who, for the sake of this episode, took a bite out of myself. And ladies, I taste good.
What the heck? What? Oh my god.
That's sad.
That was a big laugh from Goat Chew Alex.
So that's a big win right there.
On the board.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
It's more of like a what the fuck did I just hear?
That counts. We count those.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
come on. Well, I can't. I got to laugh. It counts. Yeah, that counts. And also sad. I'm offended. okay, and together with the culture came. Four Korean Americans closing open challenge, where we please. All right, we're continuing the Korean snack March munch. Is that, wait, Korean snacks munch March? Coach Alex, can you correct?
Korean snack month. Munch.
Korean snack, isn't it March month munch or something?
Oh shit.
March munch.
Yeah.
March
yeah,
munch. Okay. Yeah, we're continuing the March munch with sweet crackers. Korean sweet crackers. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So let's go ahead and talk about back in the day. These sweet crackers, the different kinds that you get. So there's what? There's the sweet potato chips. You guys have that?
The thin ones.
Oh, yeah.
With the in like the purple pink kind of bag.
Yeah. I think I'm talking about something totally different, but the same. Yes.
And it's like a thin one, thin chips, and it has like what is it, black sesame seeds sprinkled on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the sweet potato one isn't very thin, though.
Oh, it's not like super thin. It's like the shrimp chip kind of
yeah,
size.
Yeah, it's like long. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because the potato one is thin, but that one's savory.
Mm-mm, yeah. Yeah. I like that one, the sweet potato chip. Mm-hmm. I've always liked that mm-hmm. one. Yeah, it's a good texture, good flavor. It's a solid snack. Yeah, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I used to eat that a lot growing up. Also, I think we mentioned this a little bit last time too, but like dango, just like brown, it's hollow inside, but it has like a sweet coating. It's like a cracker.
A round cylindrical snack.
Yeah, yeah,
it's hollow in the middle.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
I think we shared pictures of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it has lines across the whole thing around, going around the sort of cylinder. Like line design.
Yeah.
It's textured.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, I guess I also used to have, Concho.
What's Concho?
Concho? I think in America, it's people know it as like Hello Panda or but like there's a Korean version of it.
Yeah, Hello Panda. It's the round balls that are filled with like
chocolate. Yeah.
Oh, and they have like animal designs on it.
Designs
on
the front.
Yeah. I used to eat it a lot.
Is that another one where the Koreans got ripped off?
Rip off.
No, they got ripped off.
Koreans got ripped off again?
This is the one of them where it's the other way around.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
No, I don't know. I'm just making it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good too. Oh, that reminds me. I kind of want to try some of these as like cereal. I feel like that'll go pretty well.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
What, you mean with like milk?
Yeah, with like milk. Like the one that Gochimendez said, the what's it, Gancho?
Gancho.
And also like home run balls. I feel like those go really well with cereal.
Oh, yeah.
Those are kind of the same.
If you air fry them, it's really good. Apparently.
Which one? The home run ball? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and then growing up, I guess I used to eat a lot of like kukudas.
What's kukudas?
I don't know how to explain it, but they're like soft biscuits. Or not soft, but like, it's like two very thin biscuits and there's like a layer of like cream in between.
When you say biscuits, do you mean like cookies or you mean like biscuits?
Cookies.
Okay, why are you... What? What? All right, you know, anyone else is most confused there? I didn't think you... Okay, you meant cookies.
Oh, I don't know. Like, it's kind of hard to describe. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if you see a photo of it, you guys
okay.
will recognize.
So it's like two Nutella... What is it? Is it Nutella crackers?
Oh, yeah, I see.
Two of those, and then like in the middle, there's like a thin layer of cream.
Yes, exactly like that. And exactly it has like a, it's like a very thin line of chocolate.
Okay, I know what that is. Okay.
Yeah. Like this is good. It's just like very crummy. They break
it's
really
a very easily. Short biscuit.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like that'd be good with coffee.
It is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then I like another one is it's called Chocoheim.
These are like the the kind of like Kit Kat shaped long biscuits filled with chocolate or cream.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're kind of deviating away from
sweet crackers.
These are more
Yeah.
These are more like the first, like our first episode.
They're more like Oreos.
The first episode was just Beppero.
Yeah, I mean, we talked a bit about like choco pie.
No, it was just Beppero, man.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, no, these are good frozen.
Oh,
I can see that.
Yeah, they're like mini ice creams.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, okay.
But okay. All right, well, sweet crackers. There's also, I guess like growing up, my dad used to eat a lot of matdongsan.
Oh, yeah, okay, the old people looking chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how to describe it, but it's just like another, like, just cracker that has like a sweet coating. And maybe like bits of peanut on the outside. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is that something that you your old friend would have risked his life for?
No. Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess like that's like the extent of. I'm sure I had a lot more, but. Those are the ones that I remember.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, the other ones I think of is like the corn puff chip with the chocolate dried like coating on top.
Corn puff.
Yeah, you mentioned these last time.
Yeah, oh. Yeah.
In English, they're called corn cho for corn chocolate, and then corn chi for corn cheese.
Oh,
oh yeah. And we mentioned this last time, Gojo, so that we like the cheese one better, but the chocolate one is more like the sweet one. And that one.
But the cheese is pretty sweet, too.
That's right? True. Cheese is pretty sweet, too. It's kind of a mix. That's the weird thing about the Korean sweet crackers is that like they can be salty, but also kind of sweet, too. You know, they're not real. You can't really definitely say, like, oh, this is a sweet one, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The taste is definitely not like your typical Western taste, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Also, I never made the connection, the name of the of those for corn.
Oh, corn
chocolate.
Corn chocochi?
Yeah, wow. I thought the name of the cracker was just corn cho. I thought that was
a unique name.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, but I'll just jump in. For me, back in the day, those were my like kind of go to sweet crackers. Mm.
Which ones?
What we're just talking about.
Oh, you're just piggybacking? Okay.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm just piggybacking. Like, I don't got anything else to add.
Also, this I'll just jump into here. When you were talking about sweet potato chips and I was like agreeing, I'm pretty sure we were talking about completely different chips. Okay. So the ones I'm talking about are like called Terra chips.
Have you heard of those?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You mean like they're actually like potato chip shapes?
Yeah, flat.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
But they're made with like, I don't even know what the fuck they're made out of, but they're all like different colors and shit.
Oh, yeah. Those are
healthy, quote unquote.
Those are American chips?
I think they are.
I think they are. Yeah, okay. I think they're like American chips like vegetable / roots.
They're more savory. I would say they're savory. But then also, what? Yeah, they're savory. Come on. And then those chips are like the kind of chips where like you get them. Like, oh, I want chips, but I want to be more healthy. So you get those chips. And then when you eat them at home, you're like, fucking regret it. It's like, they don't hit.
Why even bother?
Right? I mean, okay, Coach, do they hit for you?
It's just different. Mm. It's just different. Yeah. Like sweet potato fries, right?
Yeah, that's different for sure.
That's different.
It's
like,
they're good, right? But it's totally different.
Okay, I see the comparison, but I don't think it's as extreme as
it's literally the same.
I don't think it's the same kind of comparison.
Potatoes, it's the exact same.
And it was like, I don't know. Like sweet potato fries is like completely their own thing. You can't really compare them to like regular French fries.
You can.
No, they're completely their own thing, right? Right, Go Chiles? They're completely their own thing.
Wait, what? Why can't you compare
it's
them?
It's not like you substitute like your french fries with sweet potato fries. You know, you do that. No, but like what I mean is like they're like a completely different size. Like you might as well get mashed potatoes or something. Right? Well,
they're the same. They're similar to Gochu Chai. They serve the same purpose, but I feel like with the taro chips, they try to serve like the same purpose as potato chips, but they don't quite like meet the same.
I hear Goju Alex is anti-vegan food bias.
Oh, is that what it is? Mm-hmm. I mean, why?
What's the point of these chips?
Yeah, you gotta fry them in that deep, you know, fat animal fat shit.
But you get different flavor.
From what?
From taro chips. It's not just potato.
It's more like a meal. It's like a salad.
And to be fair, they're like all worse than potato.
That's true, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I like the taro ones.
Oh. I don't even know what, like, I haven't had taro chips in, like, literally probably, like, decades.
Are they that old? I thought they were a recent thing.
Wait, are you that old?
Okay.
Decades?
Yes, I'm at least decades old.
Oh, I had no idea.
Surprisingly. I guess they started 20 years ago. So. Yeah.
I guess it's only because I saw it. I only known about it since like starting work, really, because I would see those chips at the office sometimes kind of thing. Mm. So. All right. Okay. I think this is a good place for a segment. Let me go ahead and share my screen. Okay. I'm going to play. I'm Gochu, spice testing is what I do. Also sing these silly little intros. Can you search me on the news? I'm Gochu, where I see fans, spicy gang sees who? What else can be done so the podcast isn't just for fun? All right, this segment is a new segment called I'm Gochu. It's from, you know, the Barbie I'm Just Ken song, which is a pretty good song. You guys see Barbie?
Did you watch Barbie?
I saw it in theaters. I loved it. It was back in, mm-hmm. last year.
We didn't watch it.
No.
Oh, really?
I didn't see it. Wait, what was the song nominated?
It was nominated. Yeah, so Ryan Gosling, he had performed it during the Oscars. It was pretty good.
Did he win?
No, he didn't win. The other Barbie song won, the Billie Eilish one. What Was I Made For, which I think was the best one for sure. But that's the thing about Billie Eilish, though, is that when she was talking, I liked her less. You know what I mean? Because she kept
on... Too Gen Z.
Yeah, she was way too Gen Z for me. And she was talking like this and like that, and she kept on saying like a lot. just totally turned me off on Billie Eilish. I was like,
did she act like it wasn't like that big a deal too? Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, this is her second win, right?
Yes. And then her brother was there too. Her brother won with her.
It isn't a big deal. Shit.
Her brother won run with her for this one. Yeah. And just like, I don't know. She was cool until she opened her mouth, man. Come on. It's like, it's kind of like Adele. Is it Adele?
You're thinking of Adele.
Yeah. She's like a good singer and all, and I like her songs. But then once you hear her talk, I was like, oh man.
You're creeping into like old conservative guy thing. You know, shut up and play football. You know?
Oh, shut up and shut up and sing. Exactly. No, it's not bad.
A little careful. A little careful.
Okay. I mean, but I am getting older. I do notice I'm getting older. And that's
kind of... That doesn't excuse you.
What? People get older and they start to turn... When you're 60, 70, you'll probably become Republican. Go to Alex? If you're not already.
Republican as if, like, it would have been Democrat nowadays.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the world is becoming too progressive and to the point where it'll pass your kind of standards.
Right.
Yeah, so what's progressive now is going to become like old day, kind of like whatever. Like,
yeah, it'll be right.
They're teaching that in the schools? No, we can't have that.
Exactly. I feel like it's already happening, right? With y'all, no?
Maybe a little bit. You
take that back. What?
Come on. Coach, I don't feel like that. Don't act like y'all for the Gen Zers.
Don't say woke. Okay.
You know what I mean? No, I don't want to say woke. Anyways, but that kind of ties in with this segment. So I'm Go-Chu is a segment where we're all kind of, you know, it's just a reminder that you're enough. All right. No matter what the podcast is, it's enough. And you guys are also enough. And so, like, we're going to just go around, just like say stuff that's going well in your life, right? That's all.
Wow. This is a sappy segment.
Can I start it off?
Yeah. You can start it off.
So I just opened a pack of cards. And
oh, really?
$1,700.
What'd you get?
Yeah, it was a manga Zoro card. And
Yeah.
Oh, man. So feeling pretty good about that.
Is that the one where he's topless?
Shirtless.
Yeah, shirtless.
Okay. All right, yeah. Is it I'm Never Gonna Love or something?
Yep.
Okay.
And then other than that, you know, lots of stuff coming up. It's like a little busy, but... You know, I feel like I can do it. So, yep, all good.
All right. Nice.
It's a good way to end the week, too, with a nice surprise.
Yeah. Although, Coach Mike, do you consider Fridays end of the week for you?
There is no end of the week. It's all continuous.
Ouroboros. It's a nice surprise in the middle of the week.
Just the middle of life.
Yeah, the middle of life. Yeah. Yeah. But also, isn't this just how you doing?
But it's like highlighting like the good stuff, though.
That back. It's different. It's different.
different. Come on. Because how you doing? You talk about stuff like you get hit by cars and stuff. That's not fun. That's not good stuff.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. Wow. Calm down there.
Okay.
Wow. Sorry. My PTSD is coming screen.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a bit sudden, but you chat like out of nowhere.
Yeah, like a car.
Jesus.
Okay.
Well, I guess right now our wedding is like pretty soon.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that now. I think it's like finally kind of hitting me.
Oh shit! Are you getting the what is it called when you get doubts? Is that what's that called?
Oh no!
Cold feet.
No. It's not that. It's more of like nervousness and excitement.
Yeah. Coach Matt has always had cold feet.
Every single day. I'm just kidding.
Like, literal cold feet, right?
And yeah. It's like a two blocks of ice.
Yeah. And she just puts it on your leg. It's like, Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah, my exactly personal feet warmer.
That's what Ned's for. That's
what Ned's for. Oh, yeah, they warm up
the feet. Yeah, yeah, they do.
Okay, Coach Alex, you want to go or you want me to go first?
I'll do one and then you go and I'll come back to me. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Cool, so this one is okay. This is also a wedding thing, but like today was the last day that we asked people to get back to us with their RSVPs.
Mm.
And so that's my highlight, is that we finally got everybody to respond to our invite.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do have a count now. We have, exactly 60 people, 60 guests, not including Gertrude Manda and myself, who will be coming to our wedding. So that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just want to put out a plug or like a little PSA. All right. If you get an RSVP, it means please respond. It doesn't mean like, I don't have to respond.
Mm.
You know, you have to still respond so that people know that you're not coming.
Yeah.
Not responding doesn't mean like, how are we supposed to know that you're planning not to come?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's just like a general.
First of all, wrong audience.
PSA thing.
Unless you need Spicy Cane to come.
That's just for everybody to know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It is just, I don't know, okay. Anyway, this is like a new, I am getting older, I guess, getting more pissed off by things. And that's like a new pet peeve now. It's like, ask for RGP, people don't respond.
Damn, every week there's something new. With you, the old ladies in their airplanes, RSVPing, not responding. Yeah. You're getting older.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. I'm gonna do mine with the song. Maybe not.
Right, do it with the song.
Oh, I left the stream. Oh, okay.
Oh, I wasn't gonna do this, but okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm just Chad. Every day I feel so bad that everyone can be in my shoes and know how I choose. Shit. I regret it. Anyways, recently I chose to get an espresso machine, and it's. At first I was kind of afraid because I thought I'd be wasting money. Not knowing what I'm doing, but I've used it the past week and it's pretty fun. I like to do it now. It's like a reason for me to wake up.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's also a lot harder than I thought it was. Which gives me more appreciation for like when I actually go to a cafe and get coffee. Mm. Yeah. Because there's definitely a lot more technique that I'm not doing things right for sure. Maybe I need to buy more tools.
How much, if you don't mind me asking, how much was your machine?
It was the Breville one. That's 500.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like a. It wasn't the most expensive. I think it was pretty.
Definitely not. Espresso machines can be expensive.
Yeah, like, yeah. I did like a lot of research, expensive. And this one seemed like the one that kind of like good for beginners. And it has like just exactly what you need. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I realize I need to get a better grinder. So I need to buy a nice grinder. The one I have.
Yeah, now you know.
Yeah, the one I have is not
maybe
good.
Maybe you can get the one I got at Gochin Manda's dad.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. Which one was that?
Oh.
Does he like orders. It?
No idea. Still haven't heard about whether or not they even use it. So.
Oh, okay. Well, can you ask him? Or maybe I'll ask him at the wedding.
Sure.
Is that weird?
And that was actually my Christmas gift to my sister, too, was a coffee grinder.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Yeah. It was like just because like her current one was too noisy, so it would wake up the boys.
Oh.
Yeah, so okay. It was like a quiet one.
Okay, and I don't care about that. I want the more noise, the better.
Noisy. Noisy.
I want that feeling that I'm like at a cafe. Mm-mm. Yeah, it was just like, okay. All right, and Coach Charles, what was your last thing?
Oh, I'll save it for next time.
Next time we have a I'm Gochu segment.
Is this legal?
Or like maybe like a related segment? Or, I don't know.
There's no related segment. This is a segment like there's none like no other.
Okay, then I'll mention something else that's different than what I was going to mention. Another highlight is that we started watching Queen of Tears. So because we finished Kyung Sung. Queen of Tears, also on Netflix
With the G1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first episode. It's pretty good. I think it's a fun premise.
I think it's funny.
But the highlight, though, is that at the end, we saw that it was translated by Suji.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was it good?
Dude, the translations were spot on.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. See, I told you. So I told you, Suji, she's good. She knows what she's doing, man. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. While I was watching it, I was thinking, oh, this is like, the translation is pretty good on this one.
Yeah.
And then at the end, Yakuza Alex.
It's a craft, man. She knows what she's doing, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm so happy to hear.
She should translate everything.
That's what I said. See, you watch all these dramas and you notice the names at the end. You kind of pick it up after a while. And yeah, Suji's like, every time I saw her name, I was like, yep, that's her. That was her. That was her. A Suji production right there. Hmm. Totally changes the drama, the translation. Hmm. But anyways, for the premise, was it where like she's like the daughter of like shopping malls owners?
Yeah, and then, she's from a Chaebol family.
And then he's also Chaebol family from like...
No, his parents are farmers.
Oh, but they're married?
Yeah, but they get married, but then they're having like marital issues. Mm-hmm. Or like he has issues fitting into the family because the family is like a really rich family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he's considering getting divorced.
Oh.
But then something happens that changes his mind. And then apparently like for the rest of the show, we're going to see like maybe that they get closer together again.
Mm.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Right now it's like, oh, he wants to get divorced, but he thinks that there's no way out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He feels trapped.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll give it a watch. All right, yeah. Sounds like it'll be a fun drama. And also, now that you guys said this and you're confirming my thoughts on the translator, maybe I'll make a Suji fan page. And then whenever people will see it, they think this is like a Pez Suji fan page, but no, it's actually for the translator. I think that'd be
fun. People are going to be upset with you.
You have a lot of time on your hands.
I don't, but like I think it's worth it now that you guys confirmed, right? And then also, we should try to get her on the pod, okay?
Oh, that would be pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
To hear about how she does it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and now so this is related to the Golden Gochi quiz. So let's go ahead and close down the lid for a minute, and let's move on to the Golden Gochi quiz. This one is the Coolest Head Wins edition. Okay, so you'll each have three turns, and I don't know order, whatever. I didn't really think about the order as much, but basically the premise is we'll have the Sweet Cracker stars, Korean actors and actresses who have like a sweet image. So I have a list of them. And what you have to do is you have to tell me if the new one has more or less followers than the previous one that I mentioned on Instagram. All right. And it's just to help out Gocha Mike, who might not be familiar with a lot of these, although I try to pick one, the really famous ones, so you know some of these for sure. I'll share my screen. I'll have pictures of them, okay, so you can see who they are. All right.
This is about chips, right?
Yes, but these are like, I was going to say, they're sweet. The sweet image kind of actors and actresses. Okay.
Okay. I mean, I studied up on chips, but okay.
I mean, they're snacks. They're sweet. What do you mean? They're sweet snacks. All right.
They're not crackers.
They're sweet crackers. Anyway. Okay. So do you guys want to just decide to order yourself and then we'll do it from there? I don't know how to do orders to make it fair.
One.
Two.
All right.
Okay, so Alex, Coach Alex first, then Coach Amanda, then Coach Mike. Okay.
Three.
All right, so are you watching the stream?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first sweet cracker is Park Bo-young. Coach Mike, you definitely know who she is, right? From Hello Ghost?
Yeah.
No, you don't know? Sounds like you don't know.
I said yeah.
Okay, well, you make it sound like I'm convincing. Yeah, okay. Well, she's like the nation's younger sister. Kind of like she has like very sweet image. Okay, so go to Alex. Park Bo Young has 4.6 million followers on Instagram. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Now the next person is Kim Go Eun. She's from Gochimanda, from Gochimanda's favorite drama,
Tokkaebi
Goblin. So yeah,
Kim Go Eun has more.
More. And you are correct. Kim Go Eun has 6.5 million. Park Bo Young only has 4.6.
Nice. So
that's a point for Go To Alex. All right, let me mark that. Okay, go to Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
The next person is Kim Soo Hyun.
That is so easy.
Is it easy?
Super easy. I don't think it's easy.
Super easy.
Huh. I don't know. It's kind of hard. I'm gonna say.
Oh, I didn't know he was 36. He's old.
I'm gonna say. I'll say more.
Okay, yes, he does have more. He has 14.7 million, so Coach Alex is right. It's more than double. I guess that was easy.
Yeah, he's a leading man.
I mean, Gohan is a leading woman.
In like one drama.
And now she was in the Little Woman drama too recently. That was like 2 years ago. Yeah. She was the oldest sister.
2 years ago. Kim Soo Hyun is like leading drama in like every other drama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. All right. All right, go to Mike. Next guy is
Les.
Park Bo Gum. This guy is like, I don't know, how you describe him, Go to Amanda?
Very good looking.
Okay, he's right. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I thought you only called me very good.
No, I think Park Bo Gum has like a very like clean image.
Yes, very clean, and his smile's like very, like he's known for his smile.
Yeah.
You'll go in less.
One less. All right, you're right. Actually, he has 10 million.
Yeah, not
less.
Even close.
He's 4.6 million. Wow, how'd you know, Gochi Mike? Are you like a huge fan?
No, the other one was fucking huge. It was a huge number. Nothing's gonna compare to that.
Okay, all right, okay. Gochi Alex, this is your favorite. Nam Joo Hyuk. Which is Mike. This was Gochi Amanda's previous favorite actor until he had that scandal.
Yeah, being a bully.
Yeah.
Those bad boys.
But he was in Startup, and then what else was he in?
He's been in a lot of dramas.
Yeah.
This is hard because I don't know if people actually unfollow him after the scandal or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true, yeah.
But was his peak even there?
Nam Joo Hyuk compared to Park Bo Gum.
I must still say that Nam Joo Hyuk has more.
And you are correct. He has 19 million.
Jesus.
People got no shame.
Yeah, they don't. They just care if they're good looking or not. Come on. They don't care about shit. They'd be fine with it if he came back on dramas, probably. Is he back on dramas?
I think he's back.
I think he's back too, right? I heard news. Something. I don't see anything here, though. Us movies. Anyways. All right. Go to Amanda. Next is Kim Tae-ri, his counterpart. Oh yeah, he was his counterpart in the what was that drama called? The fencing one. Oh, 25-21. Yeah.
I'm gonna say less.
Okay, you're right. Is this quiz too easy?
And he's going like superstar and just like, oh, you know.
Well, she's a superstar.
Kim Tae-ri's big.
Yeah, she's huge.
Yeah, but like, I feel like she hasn't been in like dramas that are like popular internationally.
I think 25-21 was pretty popular internationally. Yeah. Right?
But comparing to like, you kind of have to like think about the demographics of people watching it too.
Like whatever drama that that Kim Soo-hyun is not leading in, Nam Joo-hyuk is, okay?
Okay, all right. Okay, so yeah. Gochiman, you get and a point
also,
there.
Also, like, it's going to be, like, mostly females watching those K-dramas.
And sorry, real quick, what's the number again?
Kim Tae-ri is 2.4 million.
2.4, okay, easy number.
Now,
no, but I feel like there are still a lot more female celebrities have more followers.
Yeah, no, there is. Yeah. The ones with the most followers are female.
Oh, shit, they just give that away. It is. Oh,
all right, man. Next one is one of my favorites. And also, we were just talking about her, Coach Mike, is Kim Ji-won. She's in the drama that's out right now. And also, she was in the My Liberation Notes.
It's got to be more. 2.4?
2.4 is a lot. A lot of these people don't
feel... 2.4?
2.4, yeah, for a Korean celebrity, I think it's a lot, right?
It's a lot, yeah.
I think 10 million is considered, like, crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 10 million is crazy, yeah.
Ugh. So, ugh. Is it lower? Shit. Ugh. Yeah, he would. I'm going to go lower.
Okay, so you're saying lower than Kim Tae-ri. Yes. No, you're wrong.
Fuck! I should just tell me that. Fuck, that damn it.
I thought you were going to get it right because she's... Oh, but she has 8.3 million.
God damn it.
It's a good number. Yeah. She's actually kind of on the higher side compared to everyone else on the list.
Makes sense. Okay.
Okay. All right.
I can kind of tell from like the dramas that they've been in.
Can you? It's kind of confusing because I feel like the dramas that Kim Ji-won is in is not as popular as the one like that Kim Tae-ri is in. You know, international. Because I never hear people talking about the ones that she's in, but I always hear the ones that you know other ones are. So,
well, I mean, she's in a good one now.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kim Tae-ri, I feel like the only one internationally that people know of is 2521.
Yeah.
Whereas Kim Ji-won, like, she's been in a couple other ones too. Like Descendants of the Sun, I think it's.
Oh yeah, that's true.
A big one. Yeah, that was like really popular. Yeah,
but she wasn't the lead though.
No, they were the secondary ones. Yeah. Okay. Then next is go to Alex. Kim Yoo Jung.
Yeah. Okay. You throw me a bit of like the curb ones. Go to Chad.
I didn't decide the order. You decide the order. You said one.
The other ones are a little easier, but this one I still know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Kim Yoo-jung has more.
How do you know?
I just know.
You're right, yeah. Kim Yoo-jung has 11.8 million, and Ji-won had 8.3.
You see, close, right?
Yeah,
close.
It's fairly close, yeah, but still. Yeah,
you almost got me.
Also very good looking.
Oh, also the same name as Amanda. Yoo-jung.
But yeah, I did really like her. I think she's really pretty.
That's how I know, because I follow her and I'm up to the numbers, you know.
Okay, all right. I don't know how to say that.
Okay, I don't follow her, okay.
All right.
I follow her.
I remember she was a big like child actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, then when she got older, I was like, whoa, that's weird. Anyways. Yeah. Go to Amanda. Next one.
Mm-hmm.
Imuna from Songshida.
Oh, more?
Yeah.
Dude, man.
All right, I fucked up on this quiz.
Have all, like, go from, like, small stars to large stars, you know? Or the other way around.
I thought it would be kind of fair. Like, you know, like, Yuna's, like, kind of older and she's not...
She's a bigger name for sure.
Okay, all right.
First of all, she's an idol.
She was
former,
an idol.
Former idol.
All right, Coach Mike.
Now
to be an Coach idol. Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Pe Suzy.
Oh, okay, this is hard.
Okay, there you go. Okay, is this one fair? All right, okay. You know her, Suji.
Yeah, this is some bullshit, right? This is some idol to idol.
Is this bullshit? Okay.
This is how the rest of them should have been.
I feel like this one's a little easier on the easy side, right, Coach Amanda? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I Well, we'll see. We'll see what it, what the answer is. But I have my answer.
I have my guess too.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm, like, I'm not
Well, let's hear Coach Mike's guess, and then we'll hear your all guess.
Oh God. I'll go less.
All right, can we share our guess?
Yeah,
now?
Yeah, share your guess. What do you guys think?
God, more. I was gonna do more.
Yes, it's more.
God damn it!
But it's only slightly more. Okay, so Yuna had 17.3 million. Suji has 19.8. So it's like, you know, not too much of a difference. Yeah.
You see, yeah, but yeah, more. But I wasn't like sure on it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But yeah. Then like Suji is like a bigger star now. Come on. Okay, so we have a clear loser.
Oh, no.
Coach Mike, you have 1 point. And then Coach Alice and Coach Amanda, you guys tied for 3. So we have a tiebreaker. The tiebreaker is Ayu. It's like the biggest, and also like she's like a very, very sweet cracker image. All right, so you guys have to tell me your number. What do you think is her follower number?
All right.
Closest one wins.
Do I send it to you?
It, whatever you want to do.
All right. Bam.
Okay. Gotcha, Amanda.
I just sent it.
Wow. You guys are neck to neck. Gotcha Alex at 21 million. Gotcha Amanda at 22 million.
What? Did you see me? Did you see me?
Huh?
No.
See
me put in 21?
That's surprising. But, I mean, come on, do the math, man. If Suji is 19.8 million, you think Ayu is 21 million? She's 32.4 million.
What the fuck?
Jesus.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
So, Coach Amanda, you win by 1,000.
Yes!
Oh, 1 million. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So.
Oh, man. Because we're ending with Ayu. Or, I mean, sorry, you can wrap up the quiz.
What does that mean?
Wait, is that Coach Amanda back to back quiz victories?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, congratulations, Coach Amanda. You're out of the curse. You're not doing these openings anymore. And then next week we got another Coach Mike opening. So I look forward to that. All right, and that was coolest headwinds. Okay, nice. maybe it wasn't the most fair for Coach Mike, if you want to complain about that or something. Oh.
That's on him, okay? He's got to be up to date on this.
I don't know who these people are.
Come on. You know Suji and Yuna. Come on, at the end. Yeah, okay. All right, let's go ahead and open the John, though, see what we got for sweet crackers nowadays. I mean, this will be pretty short, right? Yeah.
Well, before we like move on to Sweet Crackers, because we ended with IU, she's doing a world tour. And so Coach Alex and I were looking at tickets. And they're so expensive.
How much are they?
Well, I mean, I think these are all like resale tickets now. But like there are like two like very front row like openings for the LA concert, and those were going for like 4,000 something.
Wow. We need to pull 3 more of those cards.
Yeah, 3 more to just get one of us to go.
So the tickets are already sold out then.
Yeah.
And people are just reselling them now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And, yeah. Like, the ones with, like, obstructed view are still, like, how much was it? Like, 400?
Yeah, around 400.
Yeah.
How obstructed?
Well, they're, like, on the very, very top level.
Yeah.
And on the side.
Okay.
And then they're also marked as obstructed.
Yeah.
That's so expensive. Cheapest one's
400. I saw, like, one YouTuber going to, like, all the, like, basketball stadiums and getting, like, the worst seats.
Oh,
it's like the chairs, like literally there's just like a pillar in front of it, so like literally can see nothing at all.
Why did they even sell those seats?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Damn.
Yeah, so We looked into it, but I'm just like, no, maybe not. Maybe not this time.
I kind of want to go. I think IU is a good performer, but she also interacts with the fans. So I think it'd be fun to go.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, man. Okay. Well, I mean, next time we should yeah, probably coordinate. Time. Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of like the Blackpink situation. She should have someone, you know, be on it from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that sucks. Okay. Oh, because like I know their opening act in Korea right now is she has a Le Sserafim.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She also had New Jeans.
Yeah, yeah. She's going to have New Jeans.
Is that opening?
Yeah, it's opening.
The hell? Yeah.
Like, Jesus. Just shows you how big she is, I guess.
Well, I mean, we saw the numbers. Like, she was easily double most of the top celebrities.
Yeah. Yeah. But I still didn't think that she would be very popular in America.
No, she's very popular. Yeah. Oh man, I kind of want to go, cause she's gonna be at the Wait, is she in the Bay Area, Coach Alex? Did you see that?
Yeah, she's in Oakland.
Oh,
that's where I live.
Yup.
Oh damn, kind of dangerous. I don't know if it's worth it. anyways, you want to talk about sweet snacks or sweet crackers?
Yeah, sweet crackers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think nowadays, it's just like the turtle chips is what we would get if we wanted a sweet Korean cracker.
Yeah.
Although we did get these caramel corns peanuts snack is what it's called.
Mm. That was pretty good, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was good, but I wouldn't risk dying overeating them.
Oh,
for the peanuts.
So it wasn't that good then.
It was good. It was tasty. It was kind of very Cracker Jack-esque.
Mm-hmm. I think it's like a very good snack to go along with beer.
Oh, okay, yeah. Like an anju, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, Cracker Jack is pretty similar because it's also a caramel. Well, it was a caramel popcorn.
Oh, I don't know what Cracker Jack
is. With peanuts in it, right?
Is it?
And a toy.
And a most little important part. Rinky dinky toy, yeah.
Or like a sheet of paper, like a little paper
thing. Right? Yeah. So yeah, those I like we used to eat a lot back in the day too. But yeah, this was this reminded me of it, but yeah, it was good. That's good. But I think turtle chips though kind of takes the cake.
Yeah. For turtle chips, I really like the churro. Is it the
chocolate
churro? That's my favorite too. That's all I get. Chocolate churro.
But I also really like their vanilla. I forget exactly what it's called.
Yeah, it's a vanilla flavored something.
Yeah.
Is it vanilla sweet cream?
Maybe.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
But it has pink sprinkles or something on it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That one's okay, but it doesn't compare to Choco Churro. Choco Churro is by far the best flavor.
Oh, really? I really like the vanilla one.
I've had the vanilla one. It was all right. It's mm-hmm. better than their Injolmi or their regular sweet corn mm-hmm. flavor. Yeah. It's like my number two, but there's a big jump, and then Choco Churro is number one.
Oh.
Yeah. I love Choco Churro. I can't stop eating Choco
Churro. Choco Churro is good. Yeah.
That's like a cereal. Yeah. You can eat it as like a cereal too.
Yeah. Oh, man. Choco Churro, when it first came out, we would always have a bag. Every time we go to H Mart, I think we used to get it. it was bad for a while. We would just eat the whole bag in one sitting.
Yeah. Coach Mike, have you tried the Gobuk Choco Churro?
No, I think the only sweet chips that I've tried were the ones that I bought specifically for this.
Which are
the Gojo Chad was saying they're not even sweet. Blah, 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 blah. It's the sweet corn turtle chips. And I thought they were plenty sweet.
So you got the original flavor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we should have given him recommendation.
I think it was. I think it, I saw it on the pictures. I just went by that.
Okay. Yeah. So, what'd you think of the four layer chip?
Pretty good. Sweet chips. I think You know, again, for me, like, not being a huge sweet fan, they're, like, less addicting than, like, salty. So, but they're pretty good. No complaints, really.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, are you interested in trying the choco chip one? A choco churro?
It is. But also, just also noting, like, the bag that I got was completely Americanized.
Oh, yeah.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, they have the Americanized version, yeah.
Is that weird? No,
They all have it like that.
It's big enough.
I think it's popular enough.
Mm.
Like we had like a white friend who loved the turtle chips.
Yeah,
And she was very white.
Yeah, but she was also dating an Asian person.
Oh, but she was from Utah. That's white.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Do I know this person?
Oh, you might. You might. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. You might know this person.
Coach might know this person.
Yeah.
Really?
You don't, though, Coach Chad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a loser.
Oh, is this from the Vegas trip or something?
Whoa! What happens in Vegas?
Oh, we're just doxing. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, I met her before.
Whoa!
I met her before, yeah. Remember at the we did the burger thing. We got a bunch of burgers. Yeah. Okay, cool. Anyways, what other shows are there? I mean, I think we covered it, right? Go Spice Gang, try the turtle choco churro chips. Those are the best. Yeah. Let's go ahead and move on to the spice test. For the Korean. Sweet. It's always hard to. Why is it so hard? Korean sweet crackers. All right. Whew. And you guys, just keep in mind, you guys gave a pretty low scores for the savory chips last episode.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, sweet crackers. I'll give it a 2.5.
Okay, that's higher. Whoa. Yeah, that's a lot higher.
Yeah, because if I were to go to H Mart to get snacks, I think my go-to would be like one of the sweeter ones.
Hmm. Okay.
I think for savory ones, I think I prefer like American chips because the flavors are stronger.
I'm the same. Yeah, I agree. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. Korean, they don't have good savory ones as much. Yeah, it's not salty enough.
Yeah, I do really like the sweet ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Coach Mike, didn't you say that last episode too? That the salty ones are like American ones are better?
No, I said that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think it's, I'm of the same opinion though. I'll just jump on here. Like, sweet crackers, they're just like a different type of snack. Not super addicting, but it hits a good spot where it's also not like super sweet for the most part. So I think like lots of like candies and stuff are just like way too sweet. The like sweet chips hit, or sweet crackers, sorry, hit a good balance where you get like the sweetness, but it's not like overwhelming. So for that reason, I'll give it like a 2 as well.
That's pretty high compared to the last one. All right.
Yeah,
I'll just go ahead and jump in. I'll give it I gave savory ones. I think I gave it a 2.5. I think I'll give the sweet ones a 3 out of 4. It's like what Gochimana says. When I go to the Korean markets, I always go straight for the sweet ones. I go for the choco churro. Then also I get like binge, but it's not really like a sweet cracker, but it's like, you know, more sweet than savory. So, yeah. Go to Alex.
Yeah, I am going to give it 3 out of 4, too. Because I feel like
big jump.
Yeah, all the sweet crackers that we talked about today, I like them all. There are none that I wouldn't eat.
Oh, really?
Or like, there's none that I wouldn't get on my own, either. So, yeah, I like the corn cho, corn chi, the caramel corn peanut snack. The turtle chips, koguma chips, the jangu. I'll eat them all.
All right. Okay. That's it. That's all. We have one more. We have one more Korean snack episode next week. And which we're talking about. What were we talking about again? Go, Alex.
We're talking about yakgwa.
Yakgwa, and then the other thing too that Gochi Amanda mentioned.
Yuhua?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, the bobibba.
Gangjeong?
Yeah.
whatever she said. Yeah. So we're talking about
like old and old, more traditional.
Yeah, more traditional Korean snacks. But apparently they, according to my parents, they're having a comeback. The young kids, the Gen Z kids, like these nowadays.
Oh.
Yeah. And so the last time my parents visited, they brought a whole box of yakgwa for me, which it's not the best thing to have around the house because it's like fried cookies, you know? It's not good for you. But anyways, you know, Spicy King, thanks for listening to our podcast. And make sure to follow us on social media if you haven't already. And let us know if these sweet crackers pass your spice test with hashtags.
Hashtag topless v shirtless. Hashtag shut up and sing. Hashtag literal cold feet. And hashtag very white.
Wait, I think you gotta take out that last one.
We don't know what we're talking about.
Exactly, you don't know what we're talking about.
We're very white. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Bye bye.
Just shut up and end the episode.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, spicy.